Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Paling is here. Suzanne is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet. She's a syndicated columnist. She's the author of outstanding books on salesmanship like The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. And if you're a small business owner managing a sales team, you need her other book, The Accidental Sales Manager. That's what you are. The Accidental Sales Manager, a survival guide. That's an award-winning book. And we're not surprised. She's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on, as always.
It's great to have you here, Suzanne. Thank you for joining us. So I was telling the audience before you got here that in the military, in the infantry, you learn that your battle plan, your best battle plan, only survives to first contact with the enemy. Mm-hmm. And a whole lot of businesses launched 2020 with a great battle plan, and they might even have been executing it pretty darn well. And then we made first contact with two enemies. The first enemy was the coronavirus, and the next enemy was the government response to the coronavirus. And that double enemy crossfire, that ambush we got from both of those, caused a lot of our business models, a lot of our plans for the 2020 to kind of get messed up. And a lot of people have just sort of said, okay, I don't know what to do about all this. My goal is to survive to 2021. So let's talk about what can we do from now to we kick off 2021 to make sure 2021 is as good a year as possible. What can we do with our salespeople?
Nothing lasts forever. Nothing. And I think that's the important message to give to salespeople. And if you historically have a kickoff meeting, you still need to have it. Even if everyone's remote, even if you haven't seen people in months, you need to have a virtual
kickoff meeting. Act like next year's going to be different.
Yes. Next year's going to be different. Here are our plans, and we're still in this. We're still here. Mm-hmm. We're still in this. We're going to do the very best we can, and we're going to come out of this whole. And so, you know, salespeople love interacting with their peers, even if it's virtual, understanding the previous year's results, even if it's challenging, hearing about plans for the new year, you know, the comp plan, brushing up on sales techniques, learning about innovative sales tools, and just getting a break from the daily grind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. And I know companies that are doing that right now. I know larger companies that are doing their fall campaigns. You know what I mean? They're making their last year, the end of the year push, and they're acting like, you know, they're not denying that we got this thing going on, but they're making a last minute push, and the good news is it's setting them up for a good start in 2021, and that's really one of the things. Even if it's still tough out there. It is for some companies, it's still tough out there. At least you can get set up so that 2021, that you're not still licking your wounds on January 1, right? That's important, isn't it?
Exactly. You're telling the salespeople, hey, we're not giving up. We're still investing in you. We're gathering. Yes, it's not the same, but we're still together, we're in this, and we're really going to kill it in 2021. Mm-hmm. And one of the great ways to do that is to have a sales kickoff meeting.
When you say sales kickoff meeting, is that what we should call it? What do you think?
I would pick the dates in January or February, whenever it is you normally have it.
Sooner than better. This year, in 2021, in fact, I'd have it sooner than later. One of the things that we did is when I was with Xerox generations ago, we had our New Year kickoff like on the 3rd or the 4th of January. I mean, we didn't let any, I mean, after the hangovers, you know, were over by the 2nd of January, we were hitting the road.
Absolutely. And it's just one of those odd things about sales. Some salespeople don't start selling until they've had the kickoff meeting, seen the comp plan, all that kind of thing. They don't do much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's advantageous to have it as early in the year as possible. And there are some things you can do this year that you couldn't do before. For one thing, you know, Jim, you've been to conferences.
Yes,
you've seen everybody kind of shuffling along from room to room, and the salespeople always stealing looks at their phones. Go from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then take a long break.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back from
1:30 to 3. Have them check their phones at the door, right?
Yeah, check their phones at the door. Put one of those boards up that they have in classrooms where the kids have to put their phones in.
Yeah,
and tell them, look, we're only going to go from 8 to 11. You've
right.
got from 11 to 1:30 to check
right.
your voicemails and your
right.
emails and your texts. And then don't go all day. Don't go 8 to 5.
Huh.
Wrap up by 3. Let them make calls and, you know, get organized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one advantage you have with a virtual meeting.
Well, the thing that I like about what you're saying about thinking about it now is we have a GDP report that's off the chart for the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this number is ridiculous. And it would be scary if it weren't for the other one that we had in the second quarter that was off the chart the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what this is going to tell us is the pent-up demand is happening. And the reason why I think it's important to do what you're talking about, to get this thing going as soon as possible, get this kickoff meeting organized and get it in place as soon as possible, is because I think there's going to be a lot of B2B business done in January, more than ever before. And I'll tell you something, Suzanne, I think you should have the kickoff meeting in the middle of December.
That's an interesting point.
I mean, I know some companies who said, look, we've written off 2020. We've written it off. It's not like we haven't shut our doors. But, you know, we have no real, you know, I mean, some industries, we have, our expectations are shot for 2020. And, you know, you might want to think about having it early. We're going to come back and Suzanne's going to talk to us a little bit more about how to conduct that meeting after the break. Suzanne, I need your website quickly, please.
Salesmanagementservices.com.
All right, so check that out. Suzanne Paling and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
And I wonder, still I wonder.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.